if you've ever been to the mall, they have the Build-A-Bear shop. You can go into the Build-A-Bear shop, and you can build a teddy bear to your specific likings and specifications. I think a lot of people are doing that with God, and they're reducing God down to their own tastes and flavors for what they want in God. So they go to the Build-A-God shop, and then they kind of pick and choose the attributes of God that more resonate with their personality and tastes and likes and dislikes. They want a God who affirms homosexuality, so they, you know, that goes into their God. They want a God who is loving but isn't just. And so they've reduced God in that way. And the reality is that we don't want to stand in judgment of God's word as if we get to decide and interpret it and exegete it. Instead, Scripture stands over us, and Scripture interprets us. Scripture exegetes us. So it's a very bad error when you approach Scripture in such a way that you're going to reduce God down to only those attributes that he's revealed that you like or dislike. You really run in danger of committing the sin of idolatry, of making a God in your own image.